오늘 with the elders, who marveled at his real love. See him at the Jordan, where trouble was baptizing, and saving all sinners. Fishermen, and making them disciples. Marching in Jerusalem, over palm branches, in pomp and splendor. Amen. Amen. See him in the garden, praying to his Father in deepest sorrow. Led before Pilate, then they crucified him, but he rose on Easter.
Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Do you agree that he is a good God? And do you agree that he's worthy to be praised? And do you agree that he's never let you down? And that when you can stand for yourself, he stood for you? When you can speak for yourself, he spoke for you? When you couldn't heal yourself, he healed you? Somebody ought to say amen and give God a hand clap of praise in here this morning. Amen, amen. Don't let the weather stop you. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you for your presence. We thank you for being here. For we know that if you are not here, then there's nothing that we can do that's pleasing in your sight. Because it is your spirit that gives us the power to do all the things that are right. So we say thank you, Master, for your love. While you're here, thank you for your knowledge and your understanding that you'll give us while you're here. For it is through you that we're able to accomplish and receive all of these things. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 540.
Thank you. counsel in the time of storm. Jesus is the rock in the weary land, weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm.
I would not be a backslider. I'll tell you the reason why. I'm afraid.
Good to see you, Dr. Bird. Amen. God bless you. You gave me your word. You was coming. But like Bird, like Sister Forney said, I wasn't expecting you today, but it is good to see you. Amen. God bless you for being here. There's nothing like being able to keep your word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all we really have to hold on to is our word. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you to say thank you today. For today, Master, we have set aside time, Master, to say thank you to all of our ancestors that have gone before us, those who have fought a good fight, who stood, Lord God, on your principles, who stood on your power in the face of things that were unthinkable, but it did not allow those things to deter them. So we say thank you for them today, Master, and we pray that we pick up the banner and continue to fight a good fight, Master, for there is still so much work to be done. The work is not over. There are still so much things to be done for the black community in this world. So we come to ask today that you give us the courage, that you give us the power, the wherewithal, and the strength to continue on in this fight. And Master, we come today to not only thank our ancestor, but we come to thank you for being such an awesome God in our lives. We know that we have overcome so many things simply because you were with us. So we come to say thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy, thank you for your kindness, thank you for your understanding, and thank you for your forgiveness, for you forgive us for all of our shortcomings and all of our sins. Master, we are not what we ought to be, but because we have you, we are getting better and stronger. So thank you, Master, for being our God. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for caring for us. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now ask that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. Father God, we come to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that we use them in such a way that it's pleasing in your sight, and that it'll make you feel good about us being called your children. Because these funds are not ours, they belong to you. So we pray, Master, that we use them the way you see fit. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen.
Thank you.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Nobody should be sitting down right now. Because none of us know how we made it over, but because we got God. How we got over. Lord have mercy. I want to tell you, every time I hear that song, it do something to me. Because when you look back at our history, I'm going to say that one more time. When you look back at our history, we shouldn't be even where we are today. But because we got God, because we're a nation of people who lean and believe on our God. Oh, it makes me want to shout. Because I know it's Him who brought us over. Every trial, every mountain, through all the valleys, it was God. The devil, amen. There's nothing wrong with praising God, amen. As a matter of fact, He looks for praise from His people. For the word said that God inhabits the praise of His people. Now, if you want God to do something for you, give Him some praise. And then sit back and watch. Now, y'all didn't hear me. If you want to see God move for you, give Him some praise and then sit back and watch. Amen. The Bible promises us that He will show up. And when God shows up, He shows out. Amen. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 And we're pressed for time, so I won't be long today. Amen. My wife said you always say that, but be long. Amen. But I promise you I will not be long today, because I know that we have a few more things that are going to transpire today, so I will be short. So forgive me for the sermonette today, but it will be a sermonette. Amen. Amen, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And I will begin reading at that 40th verse. 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 40. And it reads, "And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine." Verse 45 says, Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thy carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to talk with you from the subject, "It is time to kill your giants." Let me say that again. It is time to kill your giants. This morning, I want us to know that we are in a spiritual warfare. We are battling with some things that we have never seen before in this earth. And we must realize that no matter who you are or where you think you are simply a soldier in one of the two armies. I don't care what your education is. I don't care where you live. I don't care who your friends are. You're either a soldier in God's army or you're a soldier in the enemy's army. There's no middle, there's no in-between, there's no guessing, there's no confusion. God said if you are someone who are of the mindset where you straddle back and forth, he said that you will make me sick to my stomach and I will spew you out of the body because everything about you is unstable. So you must know that we are in a battle. You are in a fight and you need to join the fight. Some of us don't want to join it because we don't like fighting, but sometimes you just got to fight. Either fight or die. Those are your only options. Fight or die. And God wants you to know that he looks for you as a Christian to fight. I know many of us think that Christianity is this soft thing and we don't say nothing, we don't do nothing, we just be quiet and we read our Bibles. God said, no, I need some warriors who are willing to fight. Anybody here today are willing to fight? Some of us are not willing to fight. We just say that we are. I really need to know today, are you really ready and willing to fight? Here was a young boy who was not even involved in the fight. He was doing what his daddy asked him to do. His daddy said, go down to the battlefield and take your brother some food so he can have some nourishment so he can be strong to fight against the Philistines. But while David was there, he heard this man say some things about his God and about his nation that troubled him. And David was troubled by what he heard. And so because of what he heard, he decided to join the fight. I said that to say that some of us are hearing some things today and we're not joining the fight. The church is too quiet on too many fronts. The church used to be where we go to hear things and get our direction. But nowadays, the church wants to just sit back. We don't want to be involved in nothing. We're okay with being in our
four walls. We okay with coming in and closing the door and saying, hallelujah, God, I'm here and I'm holy today. I'm holy for these hours that I'm in here. But what are you doing when you leave these four walls? Are you joining the fight? Because guess what? You're not fighting when you come here. When you come here, you come to get your instructions. When you come here, you come to get your nourishment. When you come here, you come to get your shield. You come to get your sword. You come to get your breastplate and your helmet. But you don't fight while you're in here. Now, I have to ask the question now. Why are we fighting each other while we're in here then? Because we're fighting with the wrong ones. We're fighting against each other when we should be standing together. There's power in unity. That's why the Bible says, forsake not the solemn assembly, the gathering of yourselves together. Because there's strength in numbers. A prime example, I can pull a whole lot of weight with one finger, but I can pull even more weight with the whole hand. If you're standing by yourself because you won't do things that's right, then you're not adding to the strength of God's mighty hand. The church used to be the hands of God. It used to be the face of God. It used to be the feet of God. Where are we today? We don't want to talk about nothing. And then when we sit and watch and see things that are not right, we still don't say anything to the people who are committing the afflictions. But we'll talk about them. The Bible says that when you have a problem with your brother or your sister, you should keep your mouth quiet unless you go to that brother or sister and talk to them about the affliction they've caused. But y'all know it just like I know it. You hear it just like I hear it. There's too many folks in the church talking about the folks in the church with negative stuff versus talking about positive things that the church need to be doing or the church ought to be doing to make this community and make this world better. David joined the fight. Why won't you join the fight and stop talking about the fight? Look at them over there. They think they know it all. Look at them over there. They want to do it all. Stop talking about it. And if you see something that you need to correct, get in there and help them. Amen. I'm so tired of church people. I always say there are three people that you see when you go to church. There are church people. Then there's the church, which means we've been here forever. And we still haven't done what God asked us to do, but we're righteous. We deal with the tradition of the church. We're traditionalized. And then there are Christians.
Amen.
There are three kinds of people in the church today. And we need to figure out which one we fall in. Because if we fall in the other two, we need to make a correction so that we can be pleasing in the eyesight of God. Where are you, warriors? Where are you, fighters? And we're talking about Black history. Our people were warriors. They were fighters. You want to see unity? Turn back to the 1960s. We haven't been unified like that since. Nowadays, we're so divided because we get what we want, and we want it our own way, and we want it the way we like it. Our children, they out there doing all kinds of stuff. And what are we saying? Nothing. We sit on the sideline talking about them. But we ain't call them and say, hey, baby. Now, back in my mama's days, they used to call them and not call them out in front of the church like some churches would do. Well, they embarrass you. They'll call you up front and have you apologize to the church. And that's not how God said to do it. I don't even know where that came from. they would call them personally and say, hey, baby, your slip is showing. I was like, Mama, what in the world does that mean? Your slip is showing. That means the stuff that you are doing behind closed doors that you don't think nobody know about is starting to show. When are we going to get into the fight and stop fighting those who are in the fight? We sit on the sideline and talk. Everybody's a quarterback. Y'all know how we are, the men, you know, when we sitting at home watching the game. We can see everything from where we sit, and the quarterback only can see what's on the field. We be like, why he didn't throw to that receiver over there? He's not that good of a quarterback because he didn't see him. Well, if you was on that field, you probably wouldn't see him either. A 6'7", 315-pound man in your view who want to knock your head off. Get in the fight. It's time out for standing on the sideline, and it's time to get ready to kill your giants. Selfishness, kill it. It's a giant. Selfishness don't help nobody. It's a giant. Lack of confidence, a giant. When you are so fearful of what's going to happen that it controls your life and you make decisions out of fear, it's your giant. Lack of faith, giant. It's time to stop talking. Get in the fight and kill your giants. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open if there be one who do not know God and free pardon of your sins. The time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is surely is near, for surely some come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open. Praise. We're all saved. Thank you, Master.
We ask now that the officer will come now for the purpose of serving communion. And as they come, I would like to say thank you to the ASU students that have come today. It is good to see you all. And God bless you. Amen.
One day when I was lost upon the cross, I know it was the blood for me.
Father God, we come to you today to ask, Master, that you be with us. Master, as we leave this place, we ask that you go before us. And for when the enemy see us coming, they won't see us, but they will see you. For it is your power that is able to overcome all things that we may face, all things that we may have to deal with or go through. We say thank you right now, because we know that you would do just what we've asked. Because you are our God, you are our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Master, we ask now that you cover us and keep us. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. And let every heart sing.